I found an old but good recording here on Kansas Public Radio of Artur Rubinstein playing one of Grieg's spring dances from his lyric pieces. Good morning, I am Destiny. I thought if I played a spring dance, it might ward away the supposed 95-degree weather we're supposed to get. We shall see. It is windy out there. We are in a wind advisory, most of us, eastern Kansas, so please be careful. Towards the bottom of the hour, we will hear Grieg's take on symphonic dances. That'll be good. I like that. But right now, we're going to listen to one of my favorite, Beethoven. Speaking of which, tomorrow's my birthday. I am indulging myself and playing lots of Beethoven tomorrow. It's going to be super fun. Don't miss it. But right now, 12 German dances. This is the Tapiola Sinfonietta, conducted by Stanienda. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. That Beethoven. He sure had a good sense of humor. What a fun way to end his 12 German dances here on KPR, Stanienda conducting the Tapiola Sinfonietta. I'm Destiny. Glad you were here with me this morning on Kansas Public Radio. We've got some symphonic dances coming up from the University of Kansas for 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. And if you remember yesterday, I interviewed Trilla of Kansas City Baroque Consortium, and we learned all about Baroque instruments. Well, now I get to read one of the fun sponsor spots. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City Baroque Consortium, presenting their summer's series, all of your cell phones just buzzed, Barocco Italiano, featuring the music of Vivaldi, Corelli, Pergolesi, and more. Opening concerts on June 19th and June 21st. Tickets are available at kcbaroque.org. And the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group, Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu. And one more, River Rat Print and Skate in North Lawrence. A source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating for brands or brands including t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. More at riverratks.com. Decorating for bands or brands. Wow. The reading is... if I only had a brain. Didn't I say that yesterday? Well, maybe this symphonic dance set here by Grieg will make my brain better. This recording features Neyma Järvi conducting the Gutenberg Symphony Orchestra. It is right now on KPR. Grieg's Symphonic Dances here on KPR, conducted by Neyma Järvi. And for you Swedish speakers out there, it's technically the Göteborg Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Brushing up on my Swedish, you are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
PR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with local host Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for news here on KPR comes from Low Maintenance Landscape, building designs with hardy tropical plants. Project portfolio, plant library, and more info at lowmaintenancelandscape.net. And the Merck Co-op, featuring fresh prepared foods and drinks and made from scratch pastries. Open daily at 901 Iowa in Lawrence. It is currently 84 degrees and windy here in Lawrence. There's a wind advisory for most of us in eastern Kansas, it looks like. So don't blow away on the roads. Drive safely. It is 10:01. NPR News is up next, and then I will be back on KPR with the president of the Sunflower Music Festival. It's going to be super fun. Don't go anywhere. This is KPR.
Restrictions that prevent homes from being built in commercial districts or as add-ons to existing homes. But researchers say there's only so much states can do without more help from the federal government. Marissa J. Lang, NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their dining and entertainment card, Saver. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Donyani's Serenade for String Trio, the Romanza, here on KPR. That was the English Sinfonia, something that you can hear this year at the Sunflower Music Festival. I am delighted to be joined in studio with the president. Hooray. Hello, Lana. It is great to have you here this morning on KPR.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we, obviously, KPR loves the Sunflower Music Festival. We have a lot of your recordings from past performances, and being a public radio station, we love supporting everything that you are doing, and we are going to let our audience know about there's a lot of concerts. We're going to give them a good overview of what's going on, where they can find out the information, which is at sunflowermusicfestival.org, and some of the exciting concerts coming up. Maybe we should start with, you mentioned some of your soloists or featured performers that are coming in.
Yes, we'll have pianist Cynthia Bream.
Oh, nice.
And clarinetist Jonathan Gunn and James Thatcher on horn.
Wow.
James Thatcher is very interesting in that he's played for a lot of movies.
Oh!
Including Jurassic Park.
Oh, really?
And other famous movies, too. But I think it's just exciting what all the careers are of these musicians come in and participate with this festival.
You'll have to twist his arm and get him to play a Jurassic Park soundbite as an encore. The audience will go wild. That's great. So I had mentioned to you that most of these concerts are at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, but then you told me about this lovely outreach program that you have and some students that are performing, too, out in the community. Could you tell us a little about that?
Yes. Blanche Bryden is part of our program with Sunflower, and that engages high school students and collegiate students who come in and are tutored and practice with and get instruction from these musicians during the week, and then they perform concerts. And the high school students will perform at the Topeka Public Library, and the collegiate students will perform at a care center, in addition to having a regular performance during the course of the Sunflower Music Festival.
Wow, that's so great for the community as well. And you were mentioning how you all wanted to provide concerts for the community, and then you said everything was free. And I was
yes.
like, what? It's free?
That's
amazing.
That was the mission of Sunflower from the beginning.
Wow.
To provide world-class music free of charge to the audience.
I love that. So I am somewhat new-ish to Kansas, and especially to the Sunflower Music Festival. How long have you guys been in?
This will be our 39th year.
Oh, my gosh.
So, of course, we're starting to prepare for our 40th anniversary already.
Oh, wow. Your 40th anniversary is all down. No, I'm kidding. I just turned 40 last year, so I was like, oh. Wow, that is a long time. Congratulations.
And we've had the same artistic director, Charles Stegman,
yep.
because he also was one of the founders of the festival.
He was in Kansas City at one point, right?
Yes.
Is he from here, or he just
no.
spent time here? Or maybe in the Symphony or UMKC, I think,
yes.
if I remember my history buff. Wow, that is such a great, I mean, that's a huge accomplishment. Do we get a sneak peek about the 40th anniversary? You're probably like, let me just get through year 39
Beethoven's
first.
Ninth.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yes.
Ah, that's my favorite.
With chorus.
Oh, my God. I'm playing that tomorrow. Tomorrow's my birthday show. I'm playing Beethoven's
Okay.
So if you want to hear it live and in person next summer at the Sunflower Music Festival, but I should get you all to stick to this summer. Can you tell us, when is opening night?
This Friday, Juneteenth, 7:30, White Concert Hall at Washburn University.
And it looks like there's a concert nearly every evening. We've got one 7:30 the 19th, the 20th, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th. This is amazing. Wow.
Yes, every night except Sunday. And Monday night is our jazz night.
Mm.
And we will be having for the first time the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra
performing. Oh, they are so fun. For those of you that are regular KPR listeners and goers, they do our, the name is right on the tip of my tongue. Ladies, it's at the, it's Christmas time. Big band! Yeah, big band Christmas. That's always Casey. Ah, this is so fun. This sounds like a really great festival. So I don't need tickets, or do I need tickets even though it's free?
All concerts are free.
Wow. So I can just show up.
Yes.
Wow.
We also feature an artist every year.
Like a drawing artist?
They present their artwork, and then that artwork is put up for auction, and that artwork is used on our programs and on our yearly T-shirt. We have a new T-shirt every year.
So you even have merch.
Yes.
You guys are legit.
And Kim Scott is the artist, and it's a gorgeous piece of artwork.
Oh, who is the artist again? Kim Scott.
Kim Scott.
Kim Scott. That's so nice. It's so supportive of so many different genres of the arts. I love that. And there's jazz, which is great. What is your finale concert? I see that one is 7:30 p.m. Saturday, June 27th, White Concert Hall. It looks like guest conductor Anthony Walker, Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven. Ooh. Oh, that's why it looks familiar. It's because one of the pieces I program next is a movement from Symphony 7, Beethoven Symphony 7. What is the atmosphere? Is it just all jolly on the last one? Does everyone stand up and cheer like a sports event? They should.
The audience is amazing.
Good.
Every night, the audience is very enthusiastic.
That's so good. That's great. Great. Well, let's remind our listeners, sunflowermusicfestival.org for all the information about the programs and who will be there. Is there anything else we should let the listeners know that you think we've not touched on? It's free. It's really awesome. Not only is it awesome, not only are you playing Beethoven this year, but next year.
Well, I'd like to say just a little bit more about the Blanche Bryden.
Please.
Because it engages the high school students very seriously. And some of these high school students and collegiate students later on have gone into some amazing careers. The principal flutist, Jennifer Gunn, who has been playing with the Sunflower Music Festival, is one of the graduates of the Blanche Bryden.
Aww.
For instance.
That is great. And those are hard jobs to win because, or play, because it's just one, it's like a soloist.
Yes, she's a principal piccolo player for the Chicago Symphony.
Oh, wow. Wow, folks. You better not miss these concerts. They sound pretty great. I am impressed. Let us take a listen to a movement of Beethoven that you can hear on this concert right now, and then I will come back and give you more delightful details. Lana, it's really fun talking to you.
Thank you.
I think our listeners are just having fun listening. So here we go. Let's listen to the famous movement from this Beethoven symphony. It's the Funeral March movement. I know it's a little heavy, but it is amazing, and there's some light moments in it as well. It's just the most popular. I think you all will like it right now on KPR. That beautiful movement from Beethoven Symphony 7, Claudio Abbado and the Berlin Phil here on KPR, being played at the finale concert of the Sunflower Music Festival, 7:30 p.m., Saturday, June 27th. In fact, they open this Friday, the 19th, and I just had a lovely, lovely chat with the president, Lana. It was very fun having her here in studio. I think we'll actually have a video of that for you posted at some point on our Facebook page, so you can find out all about the festival and all of their great concerts. There are so many that look really astounding. sunflowermusicfestival.org. You know, one of the other things you can hear actually during this amazing period, the 19th through the 27th, a Haydn symphony. Yes, indeed. Symphony number 104, The London. You can hear that. And you can also hear it on KPR coming up. Let me thank a couple of our great supporters first. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas and serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. And the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More info at lmh.org/heart. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. And let's listen to the Haydn Symphony now. I've got Leonard Bernstein conducting the New York Philharmonic, number 104, Haydn London Symphony on KPR. Beethoven Symphony, Haydn, who was Beethoven's teacher here on KPR, Symphony number 104, the London, Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic. You can actually hear that live and in person this Friday, June 19th at White Concert Hall. It's the opening celebration of the 39th season of the Sunflower Music Festival. Amazing. Concerts are all free. Lana, the president, was a delight to speak with this morning. I hope you caught that interview. If you would like to find out about all the amazing programs they have, classical and jazz, just go to their website. It is sunflowermusicfestival.org. Amazing. Amazing it is. Speaking of other great concerts coming up, support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas City Baroque Consortium, presenting their summer series Barocco Italiano, featuring the music of Vivaldi, Corelli, Pergolesi, and more. Opening concerts on June 19th and June 21st. Tickets available at kcbaroque.org. All right. I thought maybe I would play us a little Saraband towards the end of the hour where we are at here on KPR. I wonder if you can guess who this Saraband is by. Sarabands often come from the Baroque era, but you know, sometimes modern composers put a twist on them. I'll let you guess. Here we go on KPR. A Saraband here on KPR by a modern composer. Any guesses? Leroy Anderson, one of my faves. A self-indulgent precursor to my birthday tomorrow. I will be playing some more Leroy Anderson and, of course, Beethoven here on Kansas Public Radio. I am Destiny. I don't know what it says about me that what I think is the coolest birthday present ever is that I get to come into the radio station and work and play all the music that I want to hear. So selfish. Oh, but you will hear some great things. Beethoven, Ode to Joy, definitely. Some of my other favorites, including one of my very favorite Beethoven violin sonatas, known as the rowdy stepchild of the other sonatas. It's very interesting. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. Hey, do you have an IRA? Are you 70 and a half or older? Would you like to support KPR? Well, if the answer to all of these questions is a resounding yes, then please consider a charitable distribution to us here at KPR. To learn more, you can visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, under the support tab. And while you're there, you can even request music for Classics by Request, which happens Friday mornings and Saturday afternoons. I think my playlist is pretty much full for this Friday, but I'm always taking requests and I can roll them to the next week if we don't get yours in. Also, I heard from a listener. They noticed that I opened last hour with Grieg Spring Dance. That's often the title of what I play all the time when I'm trying to get the weather to be nice. And they said, that's not spring. That's not the same spring dance you always play. You know, you're correct, dear listener. It's not. The famous one that I always play over and over and over again is this one. It's that one. See, yes, indeed. I bet that sounds familiar. I don't think it's going to help much with the weather. We're in a wind advisory, and it's in the 90s today. So I guess my little trick didn't work, but that's okay. Here at Kansas Public Radio, we have music to soothe your soul. Indeed, we do. I guess I should also tell you how to make a request. Go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org/classics/by-request. You can also head over to the website and navigate over to the shows tab. And if you click that tab, a list of all of our shows shows up. Ooh, two meanings of one word. Crazy. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Between AI and social media and misinformation, it's good to be skeptical of what you hear. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays, starting on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio. And then you can listen to All Things Considered from 3 to 7 with Laura Larson. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts, June 19th through the 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus. Open to the public. More info at sunflowermusicfestival.org. And KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu. This is KPR. More music after the news.
267 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. To happiness here on KPR. Jason View on the guitar. That was Antonio Carlos Jobim. I hope you liked that opening. I thought it was pretty nice. I think I maybe played it a long time ago. It sounds familiar and looks familiar here. So I hope you are all happy today. It is 11:10 and we are in a wind advisory, so be careful out there on the roads. It's going into the 90s. We're in the upper 80s right now. I thought maybe we could all pretend that we're in the ocean where it's nice, nice and cool. So I've got something really fun for you right now. I'm in a fun mood now. Not that I'm ever not in a fun mood. Gilbert and Sullivan, The Pirates of Penzance, a little 5-minute ditty that is cute. I am the very model of a modern major general. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England and Dakota fights historical, from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I am very well acquainted too with matters mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About polynomial theorem, I am teeming with a lot of news. Ah, with many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
Many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. Many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. Many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. Many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
I am very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings and animalculus. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
When you said orphan, did you mean orphan a person who has lost his parents, or orphan frequently?
I beg pardon, I see what you mean. Frequently.
You said often frequently.
No, only once.
Exactly. You said often frequently only once.
Only once. Okay, I wanted to have a little fun this morning. That was from the very famous I Am the Very Model of a Modern Major General here on KPR. That scene, Gilbert and Sullivan, with the music played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. I thought a fun thing to include in this hour would be something called sea murmurs, since, you know, pirates are on the ocean. Right now, though, we are going to dive into, get it, dive, ocean. Wow, I didn't even try to do that. We are going to dive into a Dvorak symphony. This is number 3. Rarely played on the radio, but you know, it's gorgeous. That Dvorak wrote some really beautiful tunes. This recording features Raphael Kubelek conducting their Berlin Phil. Dvorak Symphony number 3, right now on Kansas Public Radio. Well, Dvorak Symphony number 3, a pretty good one here on KPR. Not often played. Very fun. Just in 3 movements. Normally symphonies are in 4 movements, but 3 movements of fun. That was the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Raphael Kubelek. I thought it might be fun to tell you a fun fact about Dvorak. So during the symphony, I decided to do some extensive research on Google, and I found a really interesting fact. He experienced intense agoraphobia. He frequently struggled with a fear of open spaces and crowds, and it was so severe that he actually missed the 1893 world premiere performance of his most famous symphony, the New World Symphony. Musicians, we're all crazy. Speaking of being crazy, I picked this solely based on the title because we listened to a little Pirates of Penzance earlier this hour. I thought I would end this hour with something called Sea Murmurs, and it's Julian Lloyd Webber on the cello. It's by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. We will have to see if you like it right now on KPR. I think that was pretty nice. Here on KPR, Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco's Sea Murmurs. In honor of the Pirates of Penzance that we listened to earlier this hour, that was Julian Lloyd Webber on the cello and John Lenihan on piano. I am Destiny. Thank you so much for being here with me this morning. A reminder, we've got a wind warning out there, wind advisory, I mean, so be careful when you're driving. Don't get blown off the road. It was pretty windy on K10 when I was heading in. Indeed it was. And it is hot. We are going up to the mid-90s today, so stay cool. Just stay inside and listen to classical music. Jeff is here and coming up in the afternoon. This is good. He's got something called The Fantastic Scherzo by Czech composer Josef Suk, and it is fantastic. Plus a string sonata by Handel, and you can hear Yo-Yo Ma in Cello Concerto No. 1 by Sassans. 12 to 3 classical music. And I should also remind you, I've got a little time here. Great concerts that are opening this weekend, actually. Yesterday, we spoke with Trilla Ray Carter of Kansas City Baroque Consortium. Their concert opens Friday night, and they've got another one on Sunday. So you can check out all of their information on their website. And also today, we talked to Lana, the president of the Sunflower Music Festival. Their concerts start Friday and a whole week of good music to listen to. Lots of great music in this area, and I know you love listening to the radio, but going to live performances is super special. There's just something about the energy that makes it very magical. So I encourage all of you, especially this summer when things are a little calmer, to get out there and go see some concerts and support musicians and keep the arts alive. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
The Las Culturistas Culture Awards have serious fanfare, serious celebrities, but not so serious award categories.
In the category of most triggered, activated, and dysregulated I was this year.
I'm Ilsa Chang. Hosts Bowen Yang and Matt Rogers join us on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered from 3 to 7 here on KPR weekdays with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lawrence Busker Fest, presenting Algeria versus Argentina viewing party, June 16th, 3 to 11 p.m. Celebration on 7th Street and the viewing party at Liberty Hall. More information on that is at lawrencebuskerfest.com. NPR News is up next. We will dip into that and then come back to Kansas Public Radio for more classical music with Jeff Watson from 12 to 3. Thanks for being here. It's 12:01.